We present Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four contestants if they can speak on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And we'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, nice to have you back.
Thank you so
much. Wearing the same shirt as you were last time. The subject, Peter Jones, is Pete. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
When I was a boy in Shropshire, we used to get Pete from a place called Wixell Moss.
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Deviation.
Why?
One is a lad in Shropshire.
A very clever and witty challenge, but he wasn't deviating from the subject of Pete. So, as it's an incorrect challenge, we give a point to Peter Jones. He keeps the subject of Pete, and there are 54 seconds left, starting now.
It was delivered in a horse-drawn vehicle, and we used to burn it on the fire instead of coal or wood. And excellent it was. Looked like very dark brown shredded wheat. Rather larger pieces. And you could put it in the garden, milch it, or is it mulch? I forget. But you put it around if the...
Derek Nimmo challenge first.
Put it...
Yes, he put it more than once, didn't he? So, Derek, he repeated the word. You get a point for a correct challenge, and you have 35 seconds on the subject of Pete, starting now.
I have sat here quite often looking at Pete, or Peter Jones, as he's known more popularly, and I find it the most rewarding sight, that cherubic face, that elderly graying hair, the sprinkles of dandruff floating down. Sometimes...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Deviation.
I mean, trichological deviation.
Clement Freud is sitting beside Peter Jones. He's looked very close his hair and decided that he has no dandruff.
No dandruff at all. I use the new medicated shampoo. Since I've been using that, girls won't leave me alone. If I go to a party, I have to borrow dandruff from a friend.
And Clement Freud was conveying that he'd been to a trichologist. On either score, I'm going to give it to you, if only out of kindness and consideration to Peter Jones. There are 12 seconds, Clement, on the subject of Pete with you, starting now.
The first time I stayed on an island where the water ran through Pete, I wanted to have a bath and sat on the side of the tub awaiting the water to become...
Andre Melle challenge.
Two waters there.
Yes, there were. So the subject's now with Andre Melle. She has 1 second on Pete starting now.
And there is that Pete.
Ian Mester's back with us, blowing his whistle in elegant Messiter fashion, telling us that 60 seconds is up, and who was speaking at that moment was Andre Melle, so she gained the extra point, and she has a lead over all the boys at the end of that round. She has two, they all have one. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject is senior citizens. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Of all the senior citizens, I would most like to commend you is CSM Harry Hawkins, who is 77 years old and can blow...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Well, if you write it down, 77 is repetition, isn't it? So therefore...
If you write it down, it is, but if you say it, it isn't, so it's an incorrect challenge, and Clement keeps the subject, and there are 50 seconds on senior citizens starting now.
There was a time not that long ago when people were called old, elderly, or aged, but no more. Senior citizens is the word which has come in, and senior citizens they now are. A fine bunch of people, if ever I saw. On the old side, I will admit.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of people.
Yes, indeed. And you have 34 seconds now, Peter, on the subject of senior citizens starting now.
Well, I think it would be a good idea if instead of putting them into homes, they were invited to join the family. And so it becomes an extended unit. And they are able to look after the children, which they always enjoy, and can be extremely useful and kind. And if they are relegated to areas exclusively occupied by senile people, well, it's terribly boring for all concerned and expensive for the rest of us to keep up. But if they can be invited to take part and participate...
I feel the powerful applause there, Peter, for it was not only for you keeping going so well, gaining an extra point for speaking the whistle went, but it was also for the sentiments which you expressed.
Oh, how very nice.
Andre Melle, your turn to begin. The subject, a bit of a laugh. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Ho or ha, even he could be three examples of a bit of a laugh. This is an extraordinary...
Peter Jones has challenged.
If she gave three examples, it must be repetitious.
But she didn't repeat anything, any word or anything else. She just was repetitious in her thoughts, but not... repetitious in her speech. So it's an incorrect challenge, and there are 51 seconds on a bit of a laugh, Andre, starting now.
Peter Jones, thinking that he was going to get a point for that absurd challenge, was, one would say, a bit of a laugh, because I knew perfectly well that Nicholas Parsons wouldn't allow it. He hadn't really listened, I don't think, and thought what a...
Benedict Nimmo's challenge.
Oh, deviation. I mean, Nicholas Parsons might award a point for anything. How can you possibly...
I am, I might, and I'm going to award a point against you to Andre Melle for that challenge.
I knew you'd be unpredictable.
Well, you haven't even given me a good basis for your challenge. What was it?
Deviation.
No, of course not. There are 37 seconds, Andre, on a bit of a laugh, starting now.
Me presuming that Derek Nimmo in that case would have got a point was a great bit.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Of grammar. It's me presuming. It's like me Tarzan or me Jane. Grammatically, it is I presuming.
Me, Jane, but I presuming. Clement, you have 34 seconds on a bit of a laugh, starting now.
I think the joke that gave me the smallest bit of a laugh concerned an Englishman, a native of Ireland, someone whose origins were Welsh, and a man... I can't... Oh. Isn't it difficult?
Isn't it? It's impossible to tell a story, as Peter Jones discovered a little while ago. Peter, you challenged then.
Yes, hesitation. Was
and I would agree.
Ah, good.
Me too. What do you think,
19 seconds,
Derek?
Peter, on a bit of a laugh, starting now.
Well, a bit of a laugh is better than nothing at all. It's not as good as a guffaw, but it is slightly better than a titter.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of better.
Yes, there were two betters, so Clement, you have 11 seconds on a bit of a laugh, starting now.
Going into a public house, these four fellows attacked the publican, shouting, yo...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Hesitation.
No, I disagree. No, no. 4 seconds on a bit of a laugh with you, Clement, starting now.
Turn the glass upside down and ring the fire brigade.
Peter Jones has challenged.
He said they went in shouting yo, and then he went on saying turn the glass upside down. He was just going to say ho ho, you see, but he switched it. Because it would have been a repetition of ho.
Well, of course, this is an impossible, so you can maintain he was deviating.
Yes, because he said, they went in and said, yo, and then he...
Well, all right, this is an impossible decision for which I can judge, because I don't know whether that's deviating or not, so I put it to the superior.
What do you mean, if it's an impossible decision, it means nobody can come to a decision?
I can come to a decision.
They're going to come, the orders are going to come
to a decision.
Then it's
not impossible.
For us. Oh, no, they're going to come to a decision.
It's impossible for you.
Because they went in and said, yo, turn the glass upside down, which doesn't make sense, so it could be
deviant. No, it's not. It's quite easy to decide.
No, quiet, Peter. I'm going to let the audience decide.
But I would have thought a chairman who knew what he was doing.
Yes, I know, but you can't get them.
Surely after all these weeks and years, you've all firmly established that you haven't got a chairman who knows what he's doing. If you agree with Peter's challenge of deviation, you will cheer for Peter. If you disagree with it, now be fair, you boo for Clement Freud, and you all do it together now. You see, Clement, you have the audience with you, and you have a point, and you have 2 seconds on a bit of a laugh, starting now.
Tra-la.
I think Clement has played this so hard, now he's got complete sympathy from every audience now, and they feel they must support him. Clement, you've taken a commanding lead at the end of that round. Mm-hmm. You're almost twice as many points as Andre and Peter in second place, and Derek's trailing. Peter, your turn to begin. The subject, so apt for you, Peter, I'm sure, youth. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, they are very often misrepresented, I think, and I do believe that it's awfully good that they are now wearing jeans and these Levi shirts, because it's making the Western people rather on the same level as those in the East. And eventually, I'm hoping that all over the world there will be a kind of uniform, which is certainly varied and made more colourful from one place to the other, but basically economic and levelling, so that all this business of people walking about in top hats...
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
The people.
Yes, I'm afraid you repeated the people. Very interesting again, Peter. You talked about the senior citizens and now the levelling and the East. And fascinating.
Well, thank you very much.
It's jolly clever to do it in just a minute when they're all breathing down your necks to challenge you. 27 seconds, Derek, on youth starting now.
A youth that one held in a golden dawn came all together with a mighty yawn. And round the field I heard them say, can that youth come another day? And he felt...
Peter Jones' challenge.
He's supposed to talk and he's singing.
If you call that singing...
Well, I've heard him sing and it's very like that.
Well, that's a good reply. Though I said talk,
You're tone deaf. You don't know, probably.
And from your last remarks, I would think that you're exactly the same. He's allowed to keep going, whether in speech, in whichever form he wishes, providing he doesn't repeat himself, hesitate, or deviate from the subject, which he
can, in fact, sing gibberish, I suppose, if you want.
No, because if he repeats the gibberish or hesitates in the gibberish, as you did a time ago...
Yes.
Anything like that, he's had it, hasn't he?
I see,
he?
Yes.
You can get him with a challenge.
Yes. Who's in the lead at the moment?
Clement Freud's still in the lead. You're just 2 points behind. It's all very close. It's all very exciting.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yes.
Yes,
I'm enjoying it.
Derek, you have 14 seconds on youth, starting now.
Richard of York gave battle in vain, and that's what gave him a terrible pain. Young he was, with golden hair.
Clement Freud's challenge.
Repetition of both young and golden from the last...
Yes, correct, Clement. 7 seconds on youth with you, starting now.
Youth is the first syllable of euthanasia, something which I'm desperately against, because it is inhuman and...
Clement Freud was then speaking when the whistle went, gained that extra point, and has now increased his lead at the end of that round. Clement, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is tobacco. Ian Messiter has given you that, I'm sure, for a reason, because we know your feelings on the subject. 60 seconds, starting now.
There was a case in a newspaper report the other day concerning a man who meant to grow cannabis and, in fact, chose the wrong seed at the chemist's shop and grew tobacco, which was disastrous because he didn't like smoking anything but resin and therefore had to change his entire way of life and become addicted to a weed, which actually I find very much more acceptable than the awful thing that people put in cigarette paper, pipes, and even cigars. If I had my own way, which by the incredible silence from the audience who've all gone home, I don't seem to have, I would ban tobacco from civilized society because I loathe it. I find it offensive. And I wish that in lifts or cars or other contained spaces, there was a law preventing people from...
Uh, That's the first time for a long time that has happened. Somebody started with a subject and finished with it. It was on this occasion Clement Freud, so he gets a bonus point, too, for doing exactly that. A subject which he feels deeply about, and we all do in just a minute, because as a lot of people know, we won an award as the non-smoking show of the year. Because we're all non-smokers. And
why didn't we go on winning it?
Because there was no competition.
Because we won it about 3 years ago, and that was it.
Yes, that was it. Yes.
We didn't get anything anyway, did we?
No, nothing at all.
Not even anymore.
Are there any other awards for not doing anything else? Might be quite a few we could notch up.
Well, there can't be any more filthy habits, as Clement has just demonstrated. The next subject is the advantage I have. Andre Melly, it's your turn to begin. Would you take it up now? 60 seconds, starting now.
One of the advantages I have is that I don't smoke, which means, naturally, that I'm healthier than those that do. Another is that I belong to the female sex. And as this game consists mostly of men on the panel and chairman, I know that I will win this particular point because these three gentlemen wouldn't dream of challenging.
Gentlemen.
One of the gentlemen has challenged you
yes.
quite legitimately because I think you got inhibited by what you were saying and you tripped. And Derek had the correct challenge. 37 seconds on the advantage I have, Derek, starting now.
The advantage that I have over, I think, perhaps all the other members of the panel, apart from the dear lady next to me, is knowing her uncle. And also Maud, her mummy, who lives in Brighton. Right. The charming woman, lovely chattel, dearest person, came from Liverpool, so did I. And then they might know, I may be wrong on this one, but the others will probably be acquainted with dear George, the oldest teenager in the business who goes round singing his jolly jazz songs through the halls of this country and is cheered and acclaimed wherever he goes.
This program's becoming the Melly promotion program, isn't it? Andre and George and the family. Derek, you kept going magnificently, and you're still in second place. You're 3 points behind Clement Freud, still in the lead, and Peter Jones and Andre Melly are trailing a little behind you. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, dear old friends, you've spoken about some, think about some more, talk about them, 60 seconds, starting now.
Dear old friends include dear Mrs. Melly, who lives down right now.
Andre Melly has challenged.
I really can't have all that again.
I know you can't, nor can we, but he hasn't unfortunately deviated from the subject. There are 53 seconds, Derek, on dear old friends, starting now.
And her uncle, Alan Isaacs, who used to run the Basnett Bar in Liverpool and was the most popular chap, and still is, I might say. Other dear old friends include, of course, that senior citizen, Clement Freud. What?
Repetition of course.
No, I haven't said of course.
Yes.
You that says of course.
No, you said of course.
It's Kenneth Williams who says of course.
He said of course at the, near the beginning, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, of course he did.
Yes.
And so, Peter, you have the subject with 40 seconds to go. Dear old friends, starting now.
Is it as long as that? 46 seconds, it seems.
No, 40 seconds.
Oh, 40, I beg
Quick
your pardon.
Going quickly.
Yes. Well,
deviation is giving, talking about the time. He hasn't said a word about dear old friend.
Well, I must be fair, I did say start. And
well, it did seem as though he'd been talking for such ages, you know, and then I find at the end of it he's only been talking for 20 seconds. It's extraordinary gift, isn't it, that, to make it sound like half an hour.
Quite a few people have that gift.
Yes, quite.
Derek,
I wonder if he ever sends telegrams.
You have a legitimate challenge, and therefore you have 35 seconds on Dear Old Friends, starting now.
Matilda Mouse, do you remember reading? And I love bunny stories. These are all some of my dear old friends. And Winnie the Pooh. Gosh, I often sit there, having had my cocoa at night, looking my way through books and saying, oh, I remember when I was a little tiny child.
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of remember.
Yes, Peter. 14 seconds on dear old friends, starting now.
They are really the nicest kind to have, and it's quite impossible to make them afresh. Even if you begin in middle life, which I'm approaching quite rapidly, and I think one of the most
Peter, your turn to begin. The subject is putting in everything I've got.
Ooh. Mm. Could you repeat that? Putting in everything I've got?
Yes. Yeah, Mester thought of the subject. Not me. Don't look at me like that, please. But Peter Jones is going to talk on the subject for 60 seconds to go, starting now.
Well, it's something I am apt to do when I'm cooking. For instance, making Christmas pudding, which I do every year, I'm apt to go round...
And Derek Nimmo chat.
Repetition of that.
Yes. There are 50 seconds on putting in everything I've got, and Derek, starting now.
Well, you know, we should really all try and put in everything we've got. I mean, when you were walking along the Strand today, did you think to yourselves, I am going to meet somebody following week...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Well, I just wanted to congratulate him in eventually getting to the West End from Brighton.
Which has got absolutely nothing to do with the show, has it?
No, nothing at all. But it was such a relief. I felt I was stealing myself for another of these accounts of life in Sussex and Hove. What a relief, a great sense of relief, which I wanted everyone to share, you know.
Well, having all shared it, what I'll do, because it would be unfair to the people chasing Derek if we gave him a point for that, I will allow no points, because everybody appreciated your remarks, Peter. Leave the subject with Derek Nimmo. Well, it doesn't matter, but Derek. Putting in everything I've got, which you were doing with great aplomb. And eclat, and everything else. 41 seconds, starting now.
Particularly when I'm travelling on a troop ship, I'd like to put in everything I've got. I rush up to Wren's, and I watch and the nappy.
Andre Melly, this challenge.
Hesitation.
You were putting in too much then, Derek, I'm sorry. Yes. And you tripped up, and you have lost the subject. A point to Andre Melly, and 34 seconds on putting in everything I've got, Andre, starting now.
Well, I start with the kettle and the pots and pans and the Welsh dresser, table chairs. Into the removal van it goes, followed by the three pieces of tea, the television set, because...
Clement Freud.
Deviant, you can't have a three-piece of tea.
You might be broken.
Oh, she was putting in everything I got and doing too quickly, and so instead of saying, say, three-seater, she said three-piece. All right, Clement, you have 24 seconds on putting in everything I've got, starting now.
In the kitchen, putting in everything I've got would doubtless contain... couldn't steel myself repeating that awful list of ingredients.
But it was a few weeks ago that you collected
I know,
the sugar.
But I keep doing it.
Andre Melly, challenge first.
Yes, we have a hesitation.
Yes, indeed, Andre. And you have 18 seconds on putting in everything I've got, starting now.
Putting in everything I've got in the kitchen consists of sugar, rice, potato, peelings, fish bones, the largest saucepan I can find.
Clement Freud, is
repetition of saucepan.
Yes.
Earlier on.
And if she was putting it all in, why'd you put a saucepan into a saucepan?
That would have little to do with the repetition of saucepan.
It would, and from the audience reaction, they thought exactly the same as that. There are eight...
I don't know why she was in the kitchen at all. She'd sent everything off in a big van.
But you may have noticed, Peter, she hadn't sent any of the kitchen things.
No, she put the
No, she was staying
the
behind the kitchen.
I was in Clement Freud's kitchen because he didn't want to be there, so I was doing it for him. So.
Oh, I see. Ah, well, I didn't realise what was going on.
There are 8.5 seconds on putting in everything I've got, Clement, starting now.
Before you can correctly analyse everything...
Andre Melly has challenged.
Well, a hesitation.
I would agree, yes, it's got very sharp, hasn't it? Five seconds, Andre, putting in everything I've got, starting now.
Even if you're losing and you're told you couldn't possibly win, you've got to put in everything you've got, being the only woman on the thing.
Andre Melly showed the right spirit, which one should display at all times, and particularly in Just a Minute, if you're a girl fighting against three men, because they always put in everything they've got. And she did come up from fourth place, I'm pleased to say, to finish in third place behind this week's winner, Clement Freud. We hope that you have enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.